There have been tensions and frustration that I've built up for many days. But since the transfer of authority happened between MISCA, the African-led force, and MISCOPAC, with the support of the French, our forces have put in place a plan to cover all 8 districts in Bangui and also some areas that are affected. So things are decreasing. Today there were some demonstrations, but not as violent as they used to be.
We heard that there has been a gesture by all religious groups, the Prime Minister, as well as the President, calling for peace and harmony. Does this go far enough to help decrease tension following recent violence?
I think it was a very positive gesture today, seeing all the leaders together, the Prime Minister of the Transition, the President, and the religious leader together, emphasizing the message of national unity, call for peace, and we are all the same as Central Africans. And I think that those messages were very good, seeing all of them, you know, together to speak from the same script.
Violence was not only limited to the capital, Bangui, but other parts of the country. What are the reports, and are there any efforts of the African-led forces or troops going to some of these countryside where violence incidents were initially reported?
Yes. All the plan that I mentioned at the beginning of the interview is not only for Bangui alone, but to take into account areas that are affected, because you cannot only do camping in Bangui, but you know, you have to keep in mind that there are also areas where there are violence. So our forces are working on that with the support of our partners, mainly the French.
So what has been the response of the people in the Central African Republic following this upsurge in violence and following this intervention from the African-led force? Are they giving intelligence report, you know, about what is going on and where to go to tackle these armed groups who are terrorizing them?
Yes, the coordination that I talk about, that has an intelligence aspect, because one of the main issues is that different factions have arms, and so there is a work that is being done in terms of intelligence to be able to find out who are the perpetrators, so that they can be able to disarm those people and then bring some calm to the capital and also to the area in the interior.
Recently, you held meetings with senior officials of the administration and other stakeholders in the country. What has been their response about this violence, and how do they think they can help with your efforts to bring peace to Central African Republic and stabilize the country?
Yes, the response from the leaders and also the population alone, since MISCA was officially established, the response has been very good. And even I was following the news a little bit in the media. Most of the citizens in Central Africa are requesting MISCA to be reinforced, and you know, all the country that pledge troops to the African Union to do that quickly, so that they can be able to have the strength that was authorized in the resolution 2127 by the UN Security Council, so that that number can be quickly raised and then deal with the issue on the ground. So there is a support by the Central African population.